Ang kalungkutan sa konteksto ng migration ay napakalawak at komplikado. Dahil sa kabila ng mararanasang culture shock, nariyan pa ang homesickness o pangungulila at language barriers, kaya kadalasan sa mga migrante at refugees ay apektado ang kanilang pamumuhay at pakikitungo sa iba o relasyon. Kaya ayon kay Dr. Grant Blaschke, isang clinical lead ng Beyond Blue, ang migratory grief o kalungkutan dala ng pag-migrate ay maaaring maipapahiwatig sa maraming kaparaanan.
It can be psychological, sort of sense of sadness or shock or angry or guilty. It can be physical elements of poor sleep, tiredness, feeling run down. And a lot of people who are grieving find they have sort of secondary fallout sometimes, you know, whether conflict at home or conflict at work or sometimes using alcohol.
Ang migratory grief ay kadalasan may kasamang tinatawag na ambiguous loss o hindi malinaw ang lahat. Sa ganitong emosyon, nararamdaman ng isang tao na parang nawalan siya pero hindi malinaw at matukoy kung ano.
When someone grieves and they've had some sort of loss, most commonly the loss is very identifiable. You lost a loved one or pet, or you lost a job, or you lost your house, and it's very identifiable, and you're sad and you're angry and you're upset, but it's got a sense of closure about it. Whereas ambiguous loss is when there's some degree of lack of clarity about the loss. So it's very hard to manage that grief and come to terms with things.
Dagdag paliwanag pa ng doktor, kadalasan nararamdaman ng mga bagong migrants na nawalan sila at karaniwang nararamdaman ito pagdating nila sa bagong lugar kung saan nag-a-adjust sila sa lahat ng bagay.
Things like geographic separation from everything they know, might be adjusting to an unfamiliar climate. They may find their sense of identity has changed. They may find they have a drop in their social status. Some of our migrants, some of our refugees have had an extreme struggle for survival and have had some very traumatic events happen to them. They've also got the challenge of communication. Everything from formal language through to understanding the everyday banter.
Ayon sa Uruguay-born clinical psychologist na si Jorge Aroche, nakasalukuyang CEO ng New South Wales for the Treatment and Rehabilitation of Torture and Trauma Survivors o STARTS. Ang organisasyong ito ang nag-aalok ng mental health support para sa mga bagong salta na refugee. Sabi nito, naniniwala siya na ang migratory grief ay kadalasay nagmumula sa kombinasyon ng parehong katotohanan at hindi nasusukat na pagkawala, tulad na lang ng pagkawala ng pakiramdam ng pagiging pamilyar o attachment sa lugar, at ang pakiramdam na wala ng support network o belongingness.
We might grieve our friends, our relatives, people that we love, places that we love. And that is a grief about tangible things that we left behind and we don't no longer have access. That migratory grief, I think, relates also to things that are less tangible. Things like the identity or status you used to have, either in a formal setting, like work associated with what you were recognized as in your country, but also the informal status that you might have had in your social network.
Idinagdag pa ni Aroche, sa ilang mga kaso, ang migratory grief ay nauugnay sa idealisasyon ng kung ano ang maaaring mangyari kung ang isang tao ay hindi umalis o nanatili sa lugar.
This migratory grief about your illusions or fantasies about what you could have achieved or done had you stayed back home. Many of these things don't have to be rational. And many people sometimes feel guilty about feeling like this because they can see that in factual terms, they're probably better off in their new country. They have new friends. They may have a better economic situation. They might have things that we didn't have before.
Sabi din nito, ang hamon na maaaring haharapin lalo na ng mga refugees ay ang pakiramdam ng kalungkutan sa panahon ng kanilang tagumpay o hindi maipahayag ang kanilang pagdadalamhati sa publiko dahil sa stigma o survivor's guilt.
They may feel guilty about complaining about the things that they're experiencing loss about when relatives, loved ones are still back in the country of origin, dealing with much worse, often dangerous situations and so on. And that can be problematic because whenever you feel something but you don't take it out and acknowledge it, it makes it harder to think about it logically and to deal with the situation. And so it can begin to affect you. It is important to acknowledge it so that we can work through it.
Ayon din sa India-born RUOK Chair Kamal Sharma na CEO ng Resilium, isang consultancy firm na nag-aalok ng strategic leadership at resilience training. Sabi nito, nang unang makarating siya sa Australia, nahirapan siyang maunawaan kung saan siya nababagay. Ngunit sa paglipas ng panahon, natutunan niya kung paano makayanan ang kanyang mga nararamdaman na displacement sa pamamagitan ng pagtanggap sa kanyang pagkakakilanlan bilang iba sa nakapaligid sa kanya. Pero kinikilala ni Sharma na ang paglilibang kasama ang mga taong kaparehas ng kanyang kultura at tradisyon ay nagbibigay ng isang malaking kaginhawaan o comfort at katiyakan sa mga bagong migrante. Dahil dun, naunawaan niya na mahalagang maging bukas sa mga bagong tao sa paligid at sa karanasan na maihahatid nila sa buhay.
I think there are positive coping mechanisms and there are negative coping mechanisms. Positive coping mechanisms are around about exploring yourself in this new environment, letting go of things that may not serve you, taking on new ideas and new concepts that help you flourish. The negative ones is where you stick to your own group and therefore you're not challenged, trying to hold on to absolutely everything as it was at that point in time that you left. I think it's really critical to challenge yourself with new ideas, discovering who you are, what you are, and really exploring your identity in a different culture.
Sabi din ng mga eksperto sa mental health, ang ilang mga migrante ay patuloy na nakakaranas ng kawalan ng katiyakan at magkahalong emosyon na maaaring makakaapekto sa kanilang pagdidesisyon sa buhay at maaaring mahadlangan ang kanilang katatagan para sa pagharap sa hinaharap. At ang kawalan ng suporta ay kadalas ay nagpapaalala ng pakiramdam ng kalungkutan, pagkabalisa at pagkamayamutin. Dagdag ni Kamal Sharma na nagsanay bilang isang monghe ay nagsabi na ang pakikilahok sa lokal na kultura kung saan nakatira at ang paghahanap ng paraan upang pagsamahin ang isang paraan upang malampasan ang mga isyung ito. Sa kanyang kaso, ginawa niya ito sa pamamagitan ng paglahok ng team sports. Ngunit sa kabila ng pagsasagawa ng mga practical na hakbang, kabilang ang pagsali sa isang aktibidad o club, pag-ehersisyo o pagninilay-nilay, may ilan pang mga pilosopikal na diskarte na maaari mong ipatupad. Depende sa kung mas ano ang gusto mo, Eastern o Western na pamamaraan.
The Western literature that I've seen, it's about change management, thriving in change. It's about making sure that you can adapt to change. And I think that's to a certain degree a Western construct. What we focus on is impermanence, because change requires you to go from one steady state, it changes to another steady state. Impermanence is about how do you surf and take advantage of the ebbs and flows of life. So for me, flowing through impermanence and accepting impermanence is much more powerful.
Ano man ang iyong personal na paniniwala, inirekomenda ng mga eksperto ng mental health na trabahuhin ang iyong kamalayan sa sarili. Ang ibig sabihin ay suriin kung kumusta na ang pakiramdam mo at humingi ng tulong kapag kinakailangan. Sabi naman ni Dr. Blaschke na ang sintomas na nadaramang kalungkutan ng mga migrante ay kadalas ay bumabalik, pero kapag mahabang panahon na ang iyong nararamdaman, dapat magpatingin sa espesyalista dahil baka mas seryoso na ang iyong pinagdadaanan.
Often I'm asked, is this grief or do I now have a mental health condition? Perhaps I have depression. Particularly red flags for me is if it goes on for months and months, if there's a sense of hopelessness, and if it's pervasive, they're sad or despondent about everything. So there's no rays of light anymore. They're really feeling quite flat. The other thing that I look at is it affecting their day-to-day life, their capacity to have relationships, to work, to socialize?
Kung dumaranas ka ng mga matinding sintomas, bisitahin ang iyong GP o tumawag sa mental health hotline tulad ng Lifeline o Beyond Blue. Gayunpaman, payo ng mga mental health experts, importante din na hayaan ang iyong sarili na maramdaman at maunawaan ang iyong pag-iisa, kalungkutan o ang walang katiyakang pagkakataon dahil ang maranasan lahat ng ito ay hindi nangangahulugan na mahina o wala kang lakas ng loob. Dapat tandaan, walang simpleng formula para i-manage ang damdamin ng pagkawala dahil ito ay personal at komplikado. Kaya ang tanong, maaari bang malutas ang migratory grief o ang mga migrante ay handa nang matuto kung paano mabuhay na kasama ang mga ito?
Really good question. To a certain degree, any loss is trauma, and trauma can be dealt with two ways. You can cure the symptoms of trauma, or you can heal the trauma. I would say that we need to, both curing the symptoms of migration loss, but also healing. What's important there is to let go of the old and give place to the new. Choice is a big part of the healing process. You know, the word heal means to become whole again. So you start to become whole again in a new environment.
Kung nangangailangan ka ng emosyonal na suporta, makipag-ugnayan sa Lifeline sa 131114 o Beyond Blue sa 1-800-224-636. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Claudiana Blanco na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.